They're seeking wealth, they're seeking fame, seeking companions, and the things that they're seeking after today, when the thing that we ought to be after and seeking after the most is that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. The Holy Ghost. Have you got it?
Amen.
Have you got it?
Have you got it?
Praise God.
Are you going to get it? You intend to get it. I've got a grandson, 19 years old, and he said, I intend to get it. I know it's real. He'd fight you for it. He's a pretty good scrapper. He said, I know it's real, and I'm going to get it, Granddad. Said, I know it's right, but said, I got plenty of time.
Oh, God.
Now, look, that's what the majority of the world's thinking, if they're thinking anything about it at all.
Right.
I intend to, but not now. Sometime I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime I'm going to get closer to God. Mm. You can get closer tonight.
Amen.
They think they got plenty of time, but time is running out.
Amen.
And those people that think they got plenty of time are going to put it off till they're going to seek God, but they won't find Him.
Amen.
It'd be a terrible thing to start seeking God and God turn a deaf ear and laugh and mock at your fear like He said He would.
Preach it.
Now, God's going to laugh and He's going to mock at this world one of these days.
That's what He
said. Hallelujah. I'm not out of place when I say, have you got it? Paul asked them in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, have you received it?
Right.
They said, we haven't so much as heard there be any Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Said, how was you baptized? Said, under John's baptism. Said, John barely baptized us, believe on the one that cometh after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Uh-huh.
They received the Holy Ghost and spake in tongues.
Right. Yeah.
Have you got it? Have you got it?
God.
Are you intending to get it?
Oh, God.
Are you going to wait till heaven doors is closed and it's too late? And you're going to seek Him and not be able to find Him like Esau? Esau sought the Lord in tears.
He did.
But he could find no place to repent.
Oh, God.
Judas sought the Lord, but he could find no place to repent. Did you ever stand by the side of a deathbed of a person that was going out to meet God, that had never sought God? They'd worked hard. I stood by the bedside one time, and I can't forget it. I can't get it out of my mind. A lot of times in the night, I wake up, and I see him laying there on the bed. There's a elderly man, he was 80-some years old. They called us out to pray for him one night at Bloomfield, Indiana.
Oh, God.
He was at his children's home, and of course they had him out on the back porch with it just a rough field in, the windows and things. You know what I mean? Just crude affair.
Uh-huh.
The rest of the house looked pretty nice.
Right.
But there's old Dad. He'd worked hard all of his life. Laying there going out to meet God. Four old bony hands and a bony arm, his cheeks all sunk in. I went and knocked on the door. I said, they called us to come and pray for, sent us to come and pray for so and so and so and so. I forget his name, but I can't forget his face.
Oh, God.
They said, well, he's out here on the back porch. Took us out there and he said, here's the preacher, said he's come to pray for you. And they turned around and went back in the house.
Oh, God.
He's laying there on that bed, high fever. And you could tell that he was just barely alive. And he said, will you pray for me? He said, I want to be saved. He said, I've worked hard all of my life. He said, I'm 80, I think he's about 84 years old. And he said, I've raised a large family. I've worked in the coal mines. I've shucked corn. I've done hard work. I never set my foot inside of a house all of my days of my life. When I got married, he said, I went to a justice of peace and got married. He said, I don't know how to pray.
Oh, God.
He said, will you teach me how to pray?
Oh, God.
I said, just look up and call on the Lord God Almighty with all your heart. Just
yes.
Tell him that you need help and you believe that God's able to help you. I began to try to encourage him to pray. The man started in like this. Oh, stars, help me.
Oh, God.
Oh, moon. The moon was a shining and the stars were shining. He could see them. He's calling on the moon and the stars. I said, no, call on God. Call on God, the Creator. Call on Him. He loves you. He said, oh, if there be a God, will you help me?
My Lord.
This man was seeking God, but it was too late.
Uh-huh.
This man had no intentions when he was going well and strong.
He thought if there ever comes a time I need him, I can call on some preacher and he can pray the prayer of faith. But he said, can't you pray the prayer of faith for me? Said, I need God. I need help. Of course, he wasn't talking near as strong a voice as I am. It was just barely above a whisper.
Oh, God.
He was seeking God now. But he put it off till death was creeping up on him. The cold sweat was on him. His voice was so weak he could hardly talk. He was wanting help. He was wanting God. He was seeking God. But he seeking it too late. He was no condition to cry out. God couldn't hear his cry or wouldn't hear his cry. He spurned God's love. He rejected God's love till the death angel reached down. Then he expected God to come be rescued. Friend, there's coming a day and an hour when this world's going to seek God, but it's going to be too late.
They're going to seek him.
That's right.
They're going to seek him, but it's going to be too late. You read the Song of Solomon. She said, the bridegroom said, I've washed my feet, I took off my coat, I've gone to bed. And said, my lover knocked at the door. But said, how can I get up? How can I arouse myself? I'm sleepy. I'm so tired, I'm so sleepy.
Oh God.
So she laid there. She couldn't get up out of the mattress. And you know, there's people today that they're awake, they realize and they know and they believe. I talked to a woman today, a backslider. She said, I don't know what's coming. I said, you do too. You know what's coming. You've been taught from a child up. You're good to the way now. And then you say, you don't know what's coming. Well, she said, I guess I do. I said, you know what's coming. But the trouble of it is, you're awake, but you won't do nothing about it. She said, I laid there, and she said, I heard him knocking at the door, and said, I finally arose, and I went to the door, and I put my hand on the latch, and the sweet myrrh was there. Said, I opened the door, and my lover was gone. I went out into the streets, and I asked the watchman, have you seen him? One of these days, people are going to rush out into the streets, they're going to be asking questions, they're going to be seeking God like the bride, but it's going to be too late. You're going to seek him, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess. Everybody's going to cry out for mercy. But it's going to be too late.
Seeking today's a day of salvation. Today's a day of salvation.
Amen.
I can't help what people say and how people live and bring reproach and disgrace on this wonderful message. But this is the best thing there is. It's the only thing. That's the only answer for this lost and dying world.
Amen.
It's the only thing that can give you peace of mind and peace of soul tonight.
Right.
Is this blessed gift of the Holy Ghost. You may intend to get it, but friend, don't put it off till it's too late and then come crying to God and asking for mercy. You reject him tonight, he has no cause at all to give you another chance, another opportunity.
Oh,
you may be deceived tonight and think you're all right. You may think because God has blessed you. You may think because God has healed you. Friend, I believe in healing. You're looking at a man that the doctors give 2 weeks to live. He said, if you're alive in 2 weeks, he said, don't come back to my office. He said, how'd you get up here? I said, I drove a car. He said, it's impossible. A man in your condition, I can take you and show you on the records of Bloomington. People won't believe it. But I'm a walking miracle tonight.
Oh,
hallelujah. My heart was beating 168 times a minute. And I walked in that doctor's office and had to hold on to something to stand up. He said, according to statistics, you ought to drop over dead. I said, my, you're encouraging. He said, I want you to take this medicine, go home, don't put your foot on the floor for nothing. You're not going to drive home. I'm going to call you a cab. I said, I can't afford a cab. That's in depression days. My Lord, I didn't have hardly beans, see. I said, I drove up here, I'd drive home. He said, call your wife, come get you. I said, she's got no way to come get me. He said, you're in no condition to drive home. I said, I drove up here, I'd drive home. He said, well, they're going to do without you. I said, I got to go to work. He said, don't you go to work, you go home, go to bed. Now, I'm telling you what, one of the best heart doctors in Bloomington, Indiana told me. He said, you go home and go to bed, don't put your feet on the floor for nothing. I went home, my wife said, what did he say? I said, he said, if you didn't take loving me more and treating me nicer, I was going to die. I said, you just say you don't appreciate me enough. And that's what's the matter with you. Well, Well, I had to say something to make myself feel good. But I walked out that day and looked up at that sky and I thought, my, this is a beautiful old world. Mm-hmm. Two little kids.
Oh, God.
I thought, beautiful world to have to live. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'd done sought him.
Uh-huh.
I'd done made peace with him.
Hallelujah.
I walked up and I said, well, God, if that's the way it is, I never be any more ready than I am right now. I've done all I know to do.
Oh,
I love you.
Gosh.
I hate to go. I hate to leave my family. But if that's the way it is, God, it's just in your hands. I said, and that doctor made out, no, you're able, God. I went home and told my wife that she wasn't taking good enough care of me, didn't love me enough, I was going to die. She said, silly, tell me what he said. I told her. She said, well, get here and get to bed. I said, fix my dinner bucket.
Praise God.
Fix my dinner bucket. I'm going to work. She fixed my dinner bucket, and I couldn't stand still. If I stopped, I'd fall. I had to keep a walking. If I'd turn my head real quick, I'd fall over. I went right on working. Every prayer line come along, I got in it.
Hallelujah.
Never went back to see the doctor and never took his medicine.
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Come on, don't say it. And I said, God, it's in your hands. And I'm not going to worry about it. And it's the same thing tonight. I'm not worried about my man and the Lord. I just worry about my man. Handwriting just like it is.
Just like it is.
This is the last day.
Amen.
This is the last hour.
Uh-huh.
People's getting their last chance.
Right.
People are getting their last opportunity. Better seek him. Get him while he's near.
Hallelujah.
Don't wait till it's too late.
Right.
Those folks in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, they'd had great miracles. A lot of people think just because they got a blessing. I don't deny that a lot of people get a good blessing. God heals their bodies.
Why, sure.
They feel the presence of God. They feel a relief. They've repented. It's a wonderful thing to repent. But repentance is not salvation.
Amen.
A lot of people think it's wonderful if they just go and shake the preacher's hand.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. I like for people to shake my hand. Uh-huh. But that's not salvation.
That's not salvation.
These folks had miracles.
Uh-huh.
Sick was healed.
Right.
Having a great turnout.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't have him. The apostles came down, and when they did, they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost. They
Lord
got him.
Bless God forever.
Have you got him?
Have you got him? Praise God.
You intend to get him?
Oh, glory.
Or have you had him?
Oh, God.
Don't have him tonight.
Mm.
There's a lot of folks that have had him, and I wouldn't be surprised if, I'm not judging, I don't know, but I say I wouldn't be surprised. In a congregation this size, what there isn't some here tonight.
Oh God.
That you've had it.
Oh Lord.
You've had that wonderful experience. But tonight,
oh God.
But tonight it's not there.
Oh God.
You're not bearing the fruit. You see, we got a lot of them sitting around.
Uh-huh.
It's been like the fig tree, I believe it's in the 21st chapter of the book of Matthew, if my mind serves me right. You see, this fig tree, Jesus walked out one day from Bethany. Looked at it, he saw beautiful leaves and a good-looking tree,
uh-huh.
And he was hungry.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I believe my God's hungry tonight
Hello,
for people
God.
To just get loose and really worship God.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in the church house, but on the job.
Right.
I told Brother Rutledge there ought to be a law on Pentecost that if you don't testify on the job, witness on the job, you ought to get to when you come to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, he looked at that tree hoping to find fruit on it.
Right.
And it wasn't nothing but a shade tree. Just a shade tree.
Oh, God.
Now, you know a fruit tree don't make a good shade tree.
Right.
But that's all it was fit for. It's just a shade tree. No fruit.
Right.
No fruit, whatever. Just leaves. It looked good. We got a lot of folks that look good, a lot of things that look all right, but there's no fruit.
Oh, God.
Hear me tonight. And Jesus cursed that tree because there was no fruit on it.
Right.
There's a lot of them today. They talk in tongues, and this is a thing that amazed me and almost caused me to wonder. Plumb out of the church years ago, I'd see people that can profess to be Pentecost. They go to church and talk in tongues, go on the job and live like the devil.
Oh, God.
They do everything out there that they did before they got saved.
Okay.
When you get Him, it'll make a change in man. When you get that real, born again, Holy Ghost love of God in there, there'll be some fruit of it. Praise the Lord. There'll be a love in your heart for the house of God, born in the four-footed beast. I preach like it's at home, but don't get too much good.
Praise God.
I said, I'll make you love God in the house of God more than a four-footed beast. If you don't understand that, we'll draw you a picture. Amen. Well, I love to hunt. Had my day all planned. Brother Rutley said, come over tomorrow night.
Is that right?
I got my day planned. I didn't tell him. I said, now wait a minute. I don't know if I'd do any good going or not, but I'll be in the house of God.
Yeah.
He asked me to go.
That's the way
if I turn it down, I'm making a choice.
Uh-huh.
The deer are going to the house of God.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be over, Brother Rutledge.
He hesitated just a little bit.
Well, I thought it over, and I said, well, I'm going to make my decision.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather be in the house of God.
Praise.
I'd rather be here tonight than to kill the quail spike today. Tonight. Because if Jesus had come and I'd made the other choice, I may not have made it. But tonight I feel my soul that the rapture takes place. I've already got it. I got the ticket. I'm just waiting for me to take them up a little high.
Hallelujah.
I thought I'm just shade tree Christian. I won't be a shade tree Christian. Talk in tongues, but that don't prove anything after you got the Holy Ghost. Now listen. I believe speaking in tongues is initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. I'll make it plainer than that. Nobody since the day of Pentecost received the Holy Ghost that didn't speak in tongues. But after they got it, you can lose the love of God out of your heart and still speak in tongues because he was doing it right here in this Corinthian church.
That's right.
And that's the thing that like to shipwreck me. I'd see people say, well, they got it. And they do everything that they did before they said they got it. I said, there's something wrong about this. I see them drink their beer and smoke their cigarettes. And bless your heart, they're doing it today. And they're speaking in some kind of tongue. But the sign, the initial evidence that you got this fruit is the love of God.
Praise God.
In Corinthians the 13th chapter, you can speak in tongues, you can go to church and sing in the choir, you can testify and jump and run the aisle, you can even preach and teach Sunday school lessons, but if you're not bearing the fruit, you'll never rise to meet Him in the air.
Right.
Have you got it tonight?
Right.
Have you really got the love of God in your heart tonight? If you've got the love of God in your heart, you'll have the joy, you'll have the peace, you'll have satisfaction, you'll have to live right here in this present world.
Amen.
Have you
God?
God, I know I got it.
Because
I love the church.
Hallelujah.
I love my pastor. I love my pastor. And if you love him, you're going to be under holding his hands up. Hallelujah. If you love God, you got to love me. You got to love one another.
Right.
And if you're not loving one another, you're nothing but a shade tree. Just an old shade tree. It looks right, it looks good, but when that trumpet gun sounds, there's going to be a lot of them that stand behind. They're going to seek
church in Revelation said you've left your first love.
Oh, God.
You've left your first love.
Right.
You let other things come in between your first love. These things are separating you from God. They're taking that blessing away from you. They're taking the joy of living for God away from you.
Right.
It becomes a hard task.
Uh-huh.
Oh, church night again. You know what I'm talking about? Sign you need to get back to the altar and pray through.
Amen.
Have you got him?
God.
Do you want him?
Do you want him?
Have you been deceived? You think you've got him just because you've been feel the presence of God? You know, a lot of people go to church and sit there like a knot on a pick. Maybe I should have said a bump on the log.
Yeah.
What's the matter with me tonight? Oh, that's why he's going to preach. Well, I heard that preach before.
He preached before.
Yeah, he preached that before. Saying the same thing, practically.
Same old
joke, same old thing. What in the world's the matter with me tonight, anyhow? What's the matter with it? I get too many drags in it. Amen. I think when we come to the house of God, we ought to come because we love and come to worship.
Yes!
A lot of people are sitting around, and then when the blessings begin to fall, they sit there and, well, directly everybody else is shouting, having a big time. They don't do that over here, but do it over my church, don't you, Brother?
Yeah, no, over here. Hey, look at this. I'm going to show you the best.
Hallelujah. That's what they do. And what's the matter to me? What's the matter with the meeting? Ain't nothing wrong with the meeting. You can't have a meeting without the people, and you're the people.
Uh-huh. Right.
You may be the one that bring the blessings of God down to get in the worship of God. I know I'm not with God where I used to be, but you folks pray for me so I get back and get where I used to be with God, where I can really feel the presence of God. Why, you big lazy stiff, get on your knees and pray too. Hallelujah.
Praise!
Sit there. Directly, the blessing of God's have fallen, and everybody's just shouting. My, we're just having a time. But there's always a few sitting around. Directly, they'll reach up and wipe a little tear away. Go home feeling good because they got a little tear out of the corner of their eye. It wasn't tears of joy.
I love praise.
No, it was tears of remorse because they wasn't feeling. The water hole was going dry and they're crying. They're crying because they know water's springing up. They can't feel it, so they sit there and a little tear runs down and they think that's all right. Friend, when you get the real Holy Ghost in there, it'll bring you joy because you have to shout once in a while.
Hallelujah.
Woo! You'll have to raise your hands. Won't nobody have to tell you to? You'll get out the altar and pray. And won't nobody have to tell you to? You'll get out there and hold on and agonize the God for that love and that freedom. And you won't have to wait till they're on the deathbed. But you can do it now if you really got the love of God in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
have
God.
You got it?
Hallelujah.
Have you got
praise
it?
God.
Have you had it? You know, it's one thing to have it is another thing to have had it. A lot of folks have had it. And them folks have had it.
They'll tell you I've had it.
Yeah, I intend to get right with God. Someday I'm going to come to your church, Brother Rutley.
Uh-huh.
I'll do you a favor.
Yeah.
You ain't doing me no favor. Uh-huh. You're doing yourself a favor.
Praise God.
Amen. It's your prayer.
Sure.
But someday I'm going to get right with God.
Oh, God.
One of these days, the Bible tells me, I believe it's the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation. I didn't have mine cut and dried. Let's look and see if that's where it's at. Brother Rutledge, you get it and read it for me. I've got to have my glasses changed one of these days.
Amen.
Only had these about 7 years.
Hallelujah.
They're not working just too good.
Bless God. That's the New Testament.
Wait a minute till I find it. I'll find
Amen.
It. I'll find
Lord.
It. I'll find it. Where the...
And
I want to begin reading at verse 12. I thought that's what it was.
And I beheld, when he had opened the 6th seal, Lo, there was a great earthquake.
Now listen, this is going to happen.
The sun becomes black as sackcloth.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. The same God that said back there in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. Mm-hmm. We've enjoyed it
right.
All the time we've been here, and it's been up there for about 40, almost 49,000 years, according to the way I figured it out. It's been there a long time. Scientists say 150,000 years, and it's shining bright. We've enjoyed it. We take it for granted. The sun's going to shine. If it don't shine tomorrow, it'll shine tomorrow evening. If it don't shine tomorrow, it'll shine the next day. And don't worry, it'll never go very long until the sun's going to shine. We just take it for granted, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Sun's going to come up. We just take it for granted.
Oh, God.
And tonight, I'm afraid we're taking God too much for granted. Mm-hmm. The same God that said and placed the sun in the sky for a light in the day and the moon for the light at night, hear what he said about it here.
Oh, yeah.
One of these days, that sun's going to what?
Become black as sackcloth of hair.
You talk about Iran. I'm more interested in getting people ready to escape this. It's going to become black as sackcloth of hair.
And the moon became as blood.
And the moon's going to become as blood. How's this going to be? Because God said it.
Amen.
And when God said it, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Hear me tonight.
Amen.
And it may happen sooner than what you think.
Oh, God.
Going to turn to blood. Read.
And the stars of heaven fell into the earth.
And the stars of heaven's going to fall to the earth.
Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely fig.
Hear it tonight. Read.
When she's shaken of a mighty wind.
Read.
And the heaven departed as a scroll.
It just rolled back.
When it's rolled together, and every mountain. And olive.
And island's going to be moved out of their place. And where are you going to go? What are you going to do? It'll tell you here what you're going to do. Listen to it.
And the kings of the earth.
And the kings of the earth.
And the great men.
And the great men.
And the rich men.
And they got no time for God tonight. But today they better make it right with him before this day comes, because it's going to be too late. Read.
And the chief captain.
And the chief captain.
And the mighty men.
And the mighty men.
And every bond man.
And every bond man.
And every free man.
And every free man, friends, you're in this group somewhere.
Amen. Hit themselves.
They're going to hide themselves.
In the dens.
In the dens.
In the rocks.
In the rocks.
And in the mountains.
And in the mountains.
And said to the mountains.
Listen to what they said. Said to the mountains.
And the rocks.
And the rocks.
Follow us.
Follow me. Hide me. I don't want to face this thing. I don't want to face him. But brother, sister, you're going to face him one of these days. Regardless, you're going to see when you come back to the church what you're going to be.
Hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne.
From the face of him that sitteth on the throne.
And from the wrath of the Lamb.
And from the wrath of the Lamb.
Oh God, oh God.
Listen, there's some terrible dark days out there in the near future.
Huh?
And the darkest days just before the dawn. And today you talk to the average individual. It's mighty dark out there in the
mighty
world.
Dark.
The handwriting's on the wall.
Amen.
Better read it like it is.
Hallelujah.
Don't try to put it off. It's going to happen.
All right.
The handwriting's on the wall. Hear me tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That worldwide government is ready to take over.
Oh, God.
And we're going to have it just as sure as there's a God in heaven. The worldwide church is ready to take over. But above all of that, thank God he's got a people that love him tonight.
Sure, yeah.
They're not in the majority, but they're in the minority. But there's going to be a number that no man can number when we rise to meet him in the air. Those that are faithful, going to hear him say, come up a little higher. But those that put it off, they better seek him tonight, because tomorrow may be too late. If the Lord don't come, how do you know before morning you may have a stroke? Young people have it. Just recently, a young girl. How old was that young girl? That you found with cancer in her leg, who was hot springs. She broke her leg. Just a young girl. 17? I know she's quite young. First grade school. Now, this is in the paper. First grade school. She broke her leg. Took her to the doctor. And they looked at it.
saw something unusual. Said, can't do the bone.
Didn't know it till she broke her leg. You see, that old death right on your trail tonight.
Right.
While every head is bowed, I've said enough tonight. You don't know just how when it's going to reach out and tap you on the shoulder.
Amen.
You don't know. You never know. It may be that you'll get down, be on your deathbed, try to seek Him. But I wouldn't take that chance. You may put it off till it's too late. But tonight, while you're here, a good spirit and a good bunch of people to pray and water to baptize you, don't put it off till the death angel taps you on your shoulder and your breath begins to come short and you can't hardly breathe. You want somebody to pray the prayer of faith. But tonight, you don't have time for God. But you're going to take time praying one of these days. You may not answer His call tonight, but there's a call to come and you're going to answer. You've got an appointment. You've got an appointment you're going to meet. You're going to have to give an account. And tonight, you may forget everything else I said, but I know you're not going to forget this. Have you got it? Have you got that spirit that takes to raise Jesus from the dead that will quicken your mortal body and cause you to rise? Have you got it? If you got it, you better hold on to it. You better keep it. That's the only thing that remains. And we better keep it. We better guard against it. And the way to keep it and guard against it is get in here and hit these altars and pray. Seek God for an outpouring of conviction, for a move of the Holy Ghost that'll wake up Pine Bluff and reach on over into Hot Springs. I believe there's enough people here tonight in Hot Springs that we can just centralize our thinking faculties and our mind to one purpose. I've got to touch God for that love, and I've got to touch God for that friend. And friend, if you don't touch God for them, there's all possibilities. There's not a chance of them ever being saved if the church don't touch God for them. See, they can't come to God only when the Spirit of God woos them and draws them. And the love of God's got to reach out there. And the only way it can reach out there is through you and me. Hallelujah. Wouldn't it be nice if the whole world on that Brother Rutney's just fighting one another? But they don't like her to say, Brother Rutney, you're my dearest friend. I love you, buddy. Amen. I'm behind you, buddy. I love you.
That's right.
Amen. When they see that love and can feel it when they come into the service, we got some Romanians coming into church. Let me tell this. There's two women, a man, one of the lady's husband is in California. She's going out to meet him now. And there's one, two, three, four, I believe four small children. They can't speak a word. They can speak one or two words. I can't communicate with them at all. It's almost impossible. But the one little girl, she studied English in Romania from the first grade. And she does a good job of speaking English. And one little boy can speak English. The others, they just look at you. They
yeah.
Can't understand.
Uh-huh.
But to come into church one Sunday morning, and if we'd have had a picture show going on, an entertainment, a program, they wouldn't have come back. Because the little girl told us, said, we've been over here 1 year. We've been in Chicago, we've been in New Orleans, we've come to Arkansas, Hot Springs. And the Lord seemed just was leading them through it all. The little girl testified that's what her father was saying, said God was leading them.
Hallelujah.
And they've been to several churches in Hot Springs, and all due respect to the churches. But said we was going from church to church, trying to find something that we could feed.
Yeah.
Like we felt in the church at Romania. That over there said people worship God. Said you could feed us. The little girl's telling us. The daddy's talking. Said we wanted something we could feed. And said when we come in here that Sunday morning, said we felt the same spirit.
Hallelujah.
We felt in Romania. And they've been back every Sunday since. You know what I told them there? It was that love, that fellowship, that good spirit of the Holy Ghost that was sweeping through that place. And I feel it here tonight. And if you can't feel it, you better get on your knees and cry out to God for the filling of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Lord!